Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you. Yes, Merry Christmas, Christmas Eve. Spaghetti and meatballs, working overtime, fiddling with the knobs. Babyface Joel Solomon producing this mess. And joining me, as always, on this Christmas Eve morn, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the parlor kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa to all. We're going to recap that Thursday night game last night. All right, let's recap Thursday night football. Last night was on NFL Network. Fun one in Nashville. Titans, 3-point underdog, win 20-17. I was so hoping they lose by three because I bought it up to 3.5. Either way, neither quarterback played particularly well. We lost the first touchdown bet again. I had Debo. He gets down to the one, and then Wilson runs it in. San Francisco looked dominant. Jimmy G then handed the Titans two interceptions. Could have been more. Titans win with a field goal with 4 seconds left. So that's it. One game down this week. Got a bunch to go. I'm going to apologize in advance because we're going to mention players in this because it's a couple days early we're doing this that are probably not even going to see, not even going to travel to the site of these games because of all the COVID news. And another one popped a few minutes ago. It's impossible to stay on top of this in a pre-recorded fashion, but we're going to try our best anyway. You should try your best when you go to extrapoints.com/arcade, play against us. Harry, you are in first place. Damashek says he's past me. He's second, nipping at your heels.
He's still a few behind. He's got a lot to catch up upon.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll try it out now. We're going to go through, I think, 6 or 7 games here, and then we're going to dive into the NBA Christmas Day. Who knows what's going on there? We'll try to stay on top of it. The first Saturday game, this is Christmas Day, Green Bay, 7.5-point favorite, 45.5 is the over-under against Cleveland. Parlay kid, the Browns were missing a whopping 22 players in their loss to the Raiders on Monday. I believe that was Monday. They get a bunch of those back. Packers look solid versus the Ravens and almost blew the game altogether. Look, the Browns are probably going to lose this. I was saying on Extra Points the other day, though, we have not seen the Nick Chubb breakout game. You know, we haven't seen like a 160-yard game. I mean, he had one against the Chargers in late October. I saw somewhere that he's like the number 42 fantasy player overall. It doesn't really make sense. The Browns quarterback situation doesn't make sense. But Stefanski's back. I think he controls the clock. I think there's going to be a long run by Chubb in the highlight. And Mason Bing Crosby with a Christmas miracle field goal at the end, at the buzzer, lift the Packers to a 2017 win. I hope I'm wrong because I'm starting Rodgers and Adams against Brother Brian in the semifinals, but I like a low-scoring game here. I like Cleveland to cover, but not win. Parlay kid, you're not passing up the free Packers money. Not 2 weeks in a row they don't lose against the spread, right?
Yeah, I mean, that was an anomaly last week for them to lose that against the spread. They really never do. Yeah. And they kind of had it under control, I think, kind of tried to go into conservative mode, played a little passive on defense, and it almost bit them in the end, Sal. I think they learned their lesson. They put their foot back on. They're playing for the one seed here. This playing in Green Bay is a distinct advantage. They need this one seed. They're not messing around against the Browns. The Browns have, I think they're kind of done. I think I'm not as down on the Browns as you guys normally are. That's why I'm surprised they're going this way, Sal.
Well, because everybody likes them in these close games. Oh, the Browns are going to bounce back. And so now everybody, I can't figure out injuries. I can't figure out anything. I'm trying to ride the wave of what everybody loves.
We have to have
loves.
A disclaimer here. People have to understand what we're doing right now is more difficult than it's ever been because we don't really know, in 24 hours from now, what this brings us either. So,
it's very dangerous. I actually think we're heroes for doing it this way.
We really are. We really are. I mean, But Harry wears a cape. The rest of us don't really wear capes. I meant drapes. Sorry. Harry wears a drape, not a cape.
Come on, Harry.
So I'm going with the Packers. It is, 7.5. Is it right? Is that, did it come
seven
down?
And a half
it's
is the number right
yeah,
now.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Right. So, it's easy peasy here. They'll They'll win this game by two scores. This is they got a little wake up last week. They're playing for the one seed. Rodgers is just significantly better than anybody on the Browns offensive side. So
I mean, you go to FanDuel and they're minus 600 to not make the playoffs, the Browns, which indicates that it's division or die, right? Like, no, I don't think anyone in that AFC North is getting a wild card. And FanDuel seems to agree here. Minus 600 on the Browns to not make the playoffs. It's going to be interesting. All right, let's take the nightcap. Christmas Day night. The Colts are a 1.5-point underdog. They were favored at Arizona. 48.5 is the over-under. Again, I'm going against the grain with picking Arizona. Everybody loves the Colts. I'm reading the roll, Harry. You remember when you'd read the roll for roulette? It always worked, but I'm reading the roll of what people are saying, popular opinion, too much emphasis on Jonathan Taylor, MVP. The Colts are great. They did it in a primetime fashion. They beat up on the Patriots. I'm not bailing on the Cardinals just yet, mainly because the Colts are a second half disaster of a team. They really are. Even last week, they were. They almost let the Patriots back in there. And remember, the November version of the Cardinals, and before, they jump on you early and they suffocate you. I think we see a little of that this week against the Colts. Colts defense allows 5.6 yards per play, 21st in the league. And mainly, I like the Cardinals here because we're going to have to see Carson Wentz play from behind and throw the ball. That's how I see this game playing out. Now, I get it. Connor is a game time decision. That is big, and there's probably 15 other names I'm not mentioning that have gone down, passed down in the last 24 hours. But the Colts are 3-5 as an underdog. I like Arizona to win 26-21. Brother Bry, you're riding the wave with the Colts.
Yeah, I'm riding with the Colts. I've been riding them for a while. I actually think right now, I love them in this game. I think right now they're one of the top four teams in the NFL, which is weird to say when you're 8-6. But I mean, maybe it's going to be hard for them to win on the road in the playoffs or something like that. But they've won 7 of 9. They could have won their last 11 games. When you look back at it, they've had they've had a lead in their last 11 games in which they've kind of dominated those first halves. And Cardinals are struggling. Offensively, they just didn't look right last week. Obviously, without Hopkins, it's tough for them. And, you know, even though the Colts are traveling this week, they do have the extra day of rest. This Colt line has been fantastic. I think it's going to allow Taylor to have another big game. So I really do like them. And depending on how Christmas goes, I could see this being like a very, very, very big bet for me.
You mean depending on, I don't want to bring it up again, but the car. I mean,
Yeah.
If it was Christmas Eve that it happened. I think we're out of the woods now, Bri, if it hasn't happened
good,
yet.
Good boot. Yeah, I know, right? So yeah, it just depends my mood on that day. But things going okay. Or actually, if things are going terribly wrong, I'll probably bet even more.
Brother Bri, for those of you not following, has had his car repossessed the last 2 years. It was not his fault. He claims it's not his fault. The payments were made, and then the dumb, what happened? There was a clerical error, but 2 years ago.
He claims.
Yes, it's true. And, you know, it's kind of out of principle. Sometimes, they send me, they reach out to me, and I disregard some of the stuff they say, and just because... I don't know. They screw up things. They don't apply stuff to principle balances. It's the whole issue.
I was thinking it's out of principle or. I was talking with your nephew Mikey Meatballs about this. I'm like, oh my God, he's so primed for a prank. We need to, if we could record it and somehow, because you've never seen them take your car away, right? You always go to the curb and then see the next day.
Yeah.
Or something, right? You've never witnessed it. So we were going to send the tow truck to do it. And I think you guys, I think you know a towing company. It's like, we almost would think, I'm like, and then I was thinking, oh, he might just kill this person. he might be in prison for murder. Oh,
that would have been classic.
Christmas. I know. Well, we'll do it next year because it'll be 3 years in a row. We'll figure it out. We'll forget. All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll go over 4 or 5. I don't know. Maybe 10 more games. All right, Harry, Steelers at the Chiefs, 7.5, 44.5 is the over-under. This started at 10. I think it opened at 10 Sunday night. And Steelers catch a break with Kelce and Hill potentially out. I don't know how this works. They may be able to make their way back into the lineup, but it's not likely. I'm taking the Steelers. They're kind of full of shit. They really are. They somehow are in every game at the end. you know, look, we've seen Mahomes struggle with a shaky Kelsey or when Hill can't get open. I think we're going to have a lot of that the same if those guys are out of the lineup. You know, at what point does Mahomes like, screw it? I know it doesn't take a ton of points to beat the Steelers, but this is still a big number. Steelers red zone defense, fourth best in the league. I know Devin Bush being out isn't great. Najee Harris was invisible last week, but now he's up against a defense that's 29th versus the run in yards per carry in the Chiefs. As good as their defense has been, I feel like you can run on them, and the numbers dictate that that's the case. The Steelers, you know, like I said, they bang around. They find themselves in these games. I think Big Ben isn't atrocious, doesn't turn the ball over or turns it over once. He matches Mahomes in that department. It's a 24-20 win. I'll take the Chiefs to win. I'll take the Steelers to cover. Harry, you like Kansas City?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm going to bank on Kansas City's defense more than anything else. Six of the last seven games, they've held opponents to under 20 points. Mahomes looked pretty good in that second half against the Chargers. They've had a few extra days rest. Pittsburgh just won, and they grind it out at home, but on the road, 1-4 straight up in their last five. The Steelers running game, Sal, you mentioned Harris, invisible last week. And they were invisible last year. They were last in the league in rushing last year. And even Harris has had some games where he's looked good, but still the Steelers 31st this year in rushing. I think Kansas City gets done. I'm not taking the over here. I'm taking Kansas City -8.5. I think this is like a 24-10 type of game. I don't think Pittsburgh scores on landing.
Are you adjusting it, or is it gone 8.5?
I think it's still 7. It's still 7.5. Yeah. Oh, still
7. Listen, oh, lay 8.5. It's fine.
I kind of get you.
Kansas City wins by 14. Sorry, Joe.
When I announce the odds right there and there, I give you a hint of what it is. But all right, yeah, Babyface, what do you feel about this?
I mean, the Steelers offense struggles to score so much, and they rely on big plays from the defense. But it's a totally different game if Hill and Kelsey are out. What I do love is TJ Watt. It's going to be fun to watch if he potentially could break Strahan's sack record. And I think that really gives the defense something to play for. And, you know, they're going to be blitzing a lot. I think, they'd love to get him that record.
There you go. How about that? Babyface Joel Solomon with the analysis. Throw him in with the Manning brothers. He's ready. All right. Raiders +1 now against the Broncos. It was -1. I think it moved overnight. 41.5 is the over under. Brother Bri, this is how it goes. Every week, I take your Raiders. You take an over under because they're your favorite team. You don't trust them enough. This time, we're switching it up. I don't know why I like the Broncos. I'm just feeling they played like garbage last week against the Bengals. Obviously, Bridgewater is out. So, you know, you get Drew Locke in there. I don't want to pick a winner. The Raiders. Are the Raiders going to win two in a row? It just doesn't feel like it. And by the way, I liked them last week against the Browns, but I'm taking Denver this side. I kind of, you know, Vegas 1-5 against the spread in the last six home games. I know the spread is 1, so they might as well just be a straight up trend there. But I'm going Denver. I think they run it down the Raiders' throat, and just because the Raiders don't look good twice in a row. But you can convince me otherwise, Brother Brian.
Yeah, no, that could be smart. But it's funny. Denver is your, they are your Falcons of the
That's
AFC.
Right. Yeah, the AFC Falcons. And,
yes, great one. So true, Brian.
For sure.
But the one team, it's funny that this is the one team, when I look at the schedule, like again, I thought they would have a shit game against the Browns, which they technically did, even though they won that game. I mean, defensively, they were pretty good, but. This is the one game when I looked at the schedule the last couple of weeks, I felt pretty confident. And I'm for whatever reason, the last few years, I'm not worried about the Broncos. And this is a team we dominated earlier in the season. We've won 3 straight against them in 5 of the last 6. Drew Locke being the quarterback in this game, even though Bridgewater wasn't good. I mean, we dominated kind of Bridgewater the last game, but Drew Locke doesn't scare me at all. He was terrible. He was terrible last year in this game. He threw 4 picks in Vegas. But I know what you're saying. They have struggled at home against the spread. They've struggled as a small underdog too this year even. But I'm feeling confident in this one. I think Carr will have a solid game. But I'm a bit interested to see if Waller finally plays. Hopefully for my fantasy team. Jeez.
What do you think? No, he could sit another week. Brian, what do you think the Raiders over under win total is? What do you got now? You're 7, right? You're 7-7?
Yeah, 7-7. I mean...
3 left.
I mean, we're not winning the... I mean, shit, did they set it at, well, I mean, eight, it's got to be eight, right? Flat. I mean,
no, they have a big vig on under 8.5 minus 170.
Yeah.
And then over 8.5. Oh, so they go 2-1 the rest of the way is plus 145.
I mean, take that. Well, take that or parlay the next 2 weeks, because we're not winning the next 2 weeks. That's for sure.
You're not winning week 17 and 18.
I mean, right. Colts Chargers. You know what? I shouldn't say that because the Raiders every year usually seem to split with the Chargers. So
they're going to need that game.
It's possible they can win that game. We're not going to beat the Colts, though. I know that for a fact.
I was surprised by the 8.5. I felt it was free if you go under, especially if they lose this coin toss game against Denver, who's 11-1 to make the playoffs somehow. But anyway, like I said, holidays are here. FanDuel Sportsbook has a gift for all new customers, not a new pair of slippers. We're talking about 30-1 odds on any Christmas Day NBA or NFL game. Sign up FanDuel Sportsbook and bet on any team to win any of the 7 marquee matchups taking place on Christmas. You bet wins, you'll be paid out 30 times your wager, $150 on a $5 bet. NBA, NFL, you build a own parlay, same game parlays. No better place to bet on Christmas Day than America's number one sports book. It's a simple and easy to use app with great new offers every day. Safe and secure. And when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 2 hours. Don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet. Sign up with promo code against all odds to place your first FanDuel sportsbook wager on any NBA or NFL Christmas Day game. 30-1 odds. That's a gift to all new customers. Download FanDuel Sportsbook today. Promo code against all odds. Do it right now. Actually, just listen to us for the next few minutes and then go back and download it. Rams at Vikings. I had trouble with this one. Vikings are +3 at home. 48.5 is the over-under. The Rams are on a short week or a shorter week than the Vikings. One played Monday, one played Tuesday. I want to take the points because I had no feel. I thought about it, and then it said it's a kitchen sink game for the Vikings, who are 4-2 at home. And actually, since losing to the Cowboys at home, they beat the Packers and the Steelers. They take care of business. They're 4-1 against the spread versus a team with a winning record, 5-2 against the spread in the last 7 overall. And then, right as we went to record, we hear Dalvin Cook is on the COVID-19 protocol list. But Madison apparently is off the list. I think that's enough to keep. I don't believe in the Rams fully to blow anybody out anytime. You know, Seattle was in that game for a while. I know stats wise, the Rams kind of beat up on them, but I don't like Stafford getting out to like a 17 point lead. I think Cousins keeps them in this in a 24-23 type game. And I'm going to take the 3 points. Harry, what are you going with here?
I am going to go with you, Sal, here. I do like the Vikings at home as an underdog. We know Cousins on night games as a favorite. It's terrible, doesn't put up good stats. But the games on Sunday during the day, early game, they're a dog at home. I like that. Rams didn't look so great. Like you mentioned, Rams didn't look great. And they really got benefit of that call against Penny where there should have been pass interference, could have changed the game there. And Cousins, 3 lifetime starts against the Rams, 5 touchdowns, no picks. I think the game means more for the Vikings here. And at home, I think they get it done. Take the +3.
You know what? I go through my analysis. I take the Vikings. I feel confident in the pick. And then I hear Harry back the Vikings. I'm like, ah, shit. What am I doing? I did the wrong thing.
I like this too. By the way, Cousins, 6 picks this year, 3 of them at night. So only three during the day.
All right. See, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. I get it. But he also did win at night the other day. All right, let's do it, Parlay Kid. Baltimore, Cincinnati. This jumped from 2.5 to 3. Cincinnati is home. They're favored, 45.5. They killed the Ravens a few weeks ago. Just crushed them. John Harbaugh, inches away from having 2 more wins with these 2-point conversion decisions. I thought both were right, by the way. But also, they could have had like 4 more losses if you include the comeback against the Chiefs, the crazy field goal against the Lions. So many games that I think they played the Colts. There, it was weird. There. Yeah. Cincy only 3-4 at home. They're 1-5 against the spread in their last 6 home games. Burrow is great, or he's going to be great, but he's mistake prone. And the Ravens seem to be in every game. And 3 is a huge number. Well, we know it comes down to a 2-point conversion every game. I think Baltimore plays with some pride. I know they had secondary issues. They kept it together against Aaron Rodgers at home. We're looking at Lamar Jackson should be back. I don't see them laying down. Everyone, it's a foregone conclusion that Cincinnati's going to win this division. Not so fast. I think it's a close game, at least 23-21. Like I said, you're Harbaugh getting 3 points. That's like getting 13 points if he's going to go for two every single time. I'm going Baltimore against the grain. I know a lot of people don't like Baltimore. 23-21. Parlay kid, you're going with Cincinnati. And if they win the cover here, they virtually win the division, I would think.
Yeah, so inside the division, I usually, especially when there's a blowout on one side, I normally come back with the other team on the other. I just think Cincinnati seems to be a little bit more healthy than the Ravens overall. They are home. I think Burrow is a quarterback that can exploit the injuries that the Ravens are facing in their secondary. I'm really still waiting for Cincinnati to really put it together. Offensively, they've had trouble scoring as of late for the most part. And I think like 4 out of the last 5 games, it's not like they're lighting it up. But I think this game could fit right into Burrow's hands here. I think Chase, who's been kind of disappeared lately, comes alive here. They do have weapons. They just have more weapons than this Ravens team. They're home. I think they got a little bit more momentum. I think the Ravens, after that's a really tough loss, I don't know if they can really rebound from that again. So let's take the Bengals here, Sal, to win this game. And, like, look, barely cover this 3 points, Sal, barely.
All right. You know, you mentioned Ja'Marr Chase, who for most of the year, at least, I don't know, 10 weeks, maybe it was a little less, was favored to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's now 4-1 odds. Because, yeah, he can't put together a blockbuster game. Mac Jones is -800. The one that, yeah, I keep waiting for the Bengals offense. You look at him like, oh, they should go up and down the field. It was similar to the Chargers, right? Same kind of thing. Like, oh, I want to bet this team every week because they're exciting. Right. They're fun to watch the offense, but they don't seem to put it together. What we have to see with Mixon, right? I mean, that could be a big injury if he's out. Yep. I think he's questionable at this point. All right, it's time for our Better Edge pick of the week. Let's hear the music.
You get the edge. You get the glory. You're a winner, paid for dinner. It's Better Edge.
What a great song. I really think if Mariah Carey redid it and had like jingling bells in the background, right to the top. Right to the top of the Apple charts. You should consider that, Mariah. I know Mariah listens to our podcast. The Better Edge game of the week is New England -2. Yes, this has gone down. -2 against the Buffalo Bills. 43.5 is the over under. My Better Edge goes to Buffalo. Ooh. Like I said, money pouring in on the Bills here. Sure, Sean McDermott looked like a fool when they played a couple of Mondays ago. He's going to have no sleep this week. He's going to have to figure out a game plan against Belichick's team, who threw only 3 times against them. I still feel Buffalo is the more talented squad. I think they're better. I think they look good for the most part last week against the Panthers. Thought they looked great in the second half against the Bucs in Tampa. Pat's peak at the wrong time. N'Keal Harry, Bourne, Aguilar, all questionable. They will have to throw this game to win. The Bills 4-1-1 against the spread in their last 6 division games. They win this game 22-19 and get my Better Edge. All right, Brother Bri, what do you like?
Yeah, my Better Edge is going to be on the Patriots. They just beat this team, only running the ball in poor conditions on the road. They've won and covered in 7 of their last 8. You know, the Bills are scary, but I don't know. They still haven't fully looked right. There were points even in that Panthers game, even though it was kind of a blowout, that they didn't look right early. They didn't look right early in the first half of Tampa game. I think they've seemed to play very well when Allen is running and making plays. But I don't necessarily see that in this game. I think the Patriots defense slows the Bills down again, and Mac Jones completes more than one pass to win this game.
Parley Kid, are you going against your second or favorite team in the NFL? I can't even keep track anymore. Are you taking the Bills?
My Better Edge goes with the Buffalo Bills. Say it ain't so, Parley Kid. Say it ain't so. But it is so. As I just had mentioned before, the division game, game like this, Pat's got the best of them the last time. The Bills got to be terribly upset about that loss, which just a week, or basically, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. They remember it. I don't see them allowing the Pats to run the ball like that again. And Sal, the biggest factor is what you mentioned. Every single skill guy on the Patriots. They may play. They may not. But they're all banged up, sick, whatever it is. That's a big factor. They don't have a lot of skilled guys anyway. They can't afford it. To me, that's why my better edge goes to the Buffalo Bills. We'll take it to 2 points, Sal.
All right, Harry, and you agree with us.
Yes, my better edge is also the Buffalo Bills. I've had to hear for 2-3 weeks now how the Pats only threw 3 passes against them. I think they're pissed. They got screwed in that Tampa Bay game as well when there should have been a pass interference call. It didn't go their way in their comeback attempt there. Pats finally came back to earth a little bit. The loss last week gave up a lot on the ground. And that's something that they, if there's one negative part to their defense, is giving up rushing yards. And Josh Allen can run the ball. I think he's going to do that. And I think the Bills get back in this division, tie up the Patriots for the AFC East.
This is exciting. Come on. Put all those mass holes to sleep. I don't want to hear it anymore. Do it, Buffalo. Do it.
You get the edge. You get the glory. You're a winner. Pay for dinner. It's Better Edge.
All right. The Edge is brought to you by Better Edge, the no-fee sports betting marketplace. That's right. BetterEdge.com does not charge a VIG or fee on any bet. Harry, you are going with your pick is the Buffalo Bills +2, right?
Correct, yeah.
There you go. Head on over to BetterEdge.com/AAOHarry. I don't know how this happened. To back or fade his picks, that's BETTOR Edge.com/AAOHarry. Get a free $10 when you sign up with code AAO. Play the game without getting played at BetterEdge.com. Harry, you should join. You'll get a free $10 and then you could fade yourself. Oh my God. You'll make money, right? Fading yourself if you bet it.
Probably I don't know how would, it works. Right?
This shouldn't take too long to figure out. Yeah. You get a free $10 and bet your typical $1.10 on the game and then fade yourself and you'll clear $8.90, I think, somewhere in there. We'll figure it out. That's the better edge. There you go. All right. NBA Christmas Day. It's going to be tough. Like I said, we're recording this in advance. We have 5 spreads, look ahead spreads here. You got the Knicks laying 1, the Atlanta Hawks. I believe Trae Young is out. Gallinari, yep. Capella, all in COVID protocol to start the week. Meanwhile, for the Knicks, it's Derek Rose is out, right? Nerwens Noel is out. I'm just going to keep reading. RJ Barrett out, quickly out. They've scored 189 combined points a few weeks ago when they played. I think the under maybe the play. I think there's a mega lock of the week saying that the under is the play. I don't know what to think of this starting lineup. Parlay kid, you like the Knicks, you like the rivalry. It's more fun when Trae Young is in there, but doesn't look like that's happening.
Yeah, I think as a Knicks fan, I think Brian will tell you, like, the Knicks normally stink at these like noon type of games, like sleepwalking at the Garden, for whatever it is. But it is Christmas. It's a special day. And I know the NBA is changing their protocols up. I don't know if that is starting today going forward or whenever that's going to be in terms of making it 7 days rather than 10. But either way, I think this takes Trae Young out as he tested positive on Sunday. I don't think he can make it back for Christmas. Capella's out. As you said, the Knicks are getting healthier. Obi Toppin, my boy Obi Toppin is back. And RJ Barrett is back, Sal. He is back.
Oh, he is. Okay.
For the Knicks. Is through the protocols. He is playing. So the Knicks are getting healthier. I know they have no D Rose. That's their one loss. No Nerlens Noel is not going to hurt the Knicks in this game. Their big men are playing pretty well. Mitchell Robinson's finally getting into a groove for the Knicks. I think the Knicks here with this 1 point, I think it's just, look, just win the game here. I think the Knicks get this. They kind of have a dislike for Atlanta, as does the Garden crowd. Have a big dislike for Atlanta. There won't be as much juice in the Garden without them to harass Trae Young. But either way, I think the Knicks get this one. They're going to need it on Christmas Day. Let's go, Knicks.
There you go. All right, the second game, also Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, 7-point favorite against Boston. Celtics did beat the Bucks 117-103 in Boston a couple weeks ago. I think that was December 13th. Brother Bri, you like the Bucks here.
Yeah, I'd jump on the Bucks here. You know, like you just said, yeah, it was 2 weeks ago where Boston blew out Milwaukee at home. But you know how that goes in basketball. I probably play the exact opposite here. Giannis should be coming back. Haven't heard officially yet, but he should be back for this game. I mean, he's been out for about 2 weeks here. So I think, you know, Giannis in these big games, I think on Christmas would look to put on a show. But obviously, you know, I would wait a little bit till game time to figure this out. But I'm going to go with the Bucks here.
All right. We'll jump to the last game, which is Utah home. It was 7. I saw 7s all over the place. Now I'm seeing 12. They're favored over Dallas. Mavs hit by the injury bug. No Luka, no Porzingis in recent days. Harry, do you really like Utah? Or are you just kissing Ben Kelly's ass here?
You know, I do like Utah here. Over the past couple of weeks, like five straight home games, they've won by double digits. Like you mentioned, Luka may not play as an NBA protocol. Last two times, Utah has played Dallas at home. They crushed them in both. Gobert has been crazy rebounding the ball. I think the last couple of games, in 40 in the past two games. And Donovan Mitchell averaged 23 during the month of November. For December, he's averaging 29 points a game. Give me the Jazz, who are really usually pretty good at home. I'm going to lay the big number.
All right. By the way, Eddie Spaghetti with big news. The Rams taking Cam Akers off the injured reserve. That's kind of big. We get Cam Akers, you lose Dalvin Cook. I'll still stick with the Vikings. Who the hell knows what goes on there? All right, two games we didn't talk about. Phoenix, I mean, this is probably the best game. Home laying 3.5 to Golden State. Like 2 weeks ago, these guys, they had one loss and two loss. But again, Wiggins out. Poole is out. Paul is out. We went to Crypto the other day and saw a game without Paul. Anybody got a feel for this? Phoenix 3.5, Golden State.
It's tough. I'd probably jump on Phoenix here.
This is the one where you're napping. They should put this at a different time, right? Because you've watched the kids open gifts for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then, so this is not fair to put it out.
So was last year, was Christmas Day opening day for the NBA?
Yes, it was. So and last year was opening day.
Did all the home teams win on that day?
That sounds right. I think that might be right.
I just have a feeling. I remember thinking that, like, geez, that was as easy as it could have gotten.
Again, or maybe the favorites all won or something.
Something like that. I forget, but I don't know.
Well, the Lakers play Brooklyn, and this was supposed to be a preview of the NBA Finals. The Lakers have been struggling. But LeBron on Christmas played 15 Christmas games in his career, straight up 10-5. Last year, like you said, Parlay Kid, it was the opening game. They won 138-115 over the Mavs. Anthony Davis at 28. There's no AD this year or this week. He's out for an extended period of time. He's got that MCL injury. Nets are without Kyrie Irving. He says, hey, you know what? I'm going to play. And they immediately threw him on the COVID protocol list, even though he may be playing road games soon. It's a pick 'em. It seems like you take Brooklyn and it's easy money. It feels like we're going to lose money early in the day and like, screw it. Brooklyn's better. They're a better team. The Lakers have screwed us many times. They lose by double digits like twice a week. And then we're going to take Brooklyn and the Lakers are going to win, Bri, right? Do I have that figured out exactly right?
Yeah. Well, I know you gave that stat for LeBron's games. I know I bet on him. I think the last two times I bet on him on Christmas, they've lost. So whenever that was, those are the only two times I definitely lost on him. But
even for Brooklyn,
though, I'm not even sure who's playing for them either right now.
Yeah.
So
that's a tough thing. Yeah. All right. So again, we apologize. We can only do so much recording this in advance. But if you're not going to listen, if we do this on Christmas Day, so it pays to do it now. Let's do Shark Tank. You guys give us your best bets of the weekend. I'm going to jump on one. And Harry, start us off. What is your Shark Tank pick?
All right, I'm going to go Sunday. I'm going to go under 43.5. Under 43.5 in the Seattle-Chicago game. The Bears are last in the NFL in passing. And on defense, they're fourth best against the pass. Held opponent quarterbacks for the last five games to under 200 yards. Seattle just 27th in total offense. Russell Wilson's got a sore ankle. And 7 of Seattle's last 9 games have gone under 43.5. Under 43.5 is the play between the Bears and the Seahawks.
You know, I'm going against renowned chef David Chang in Simmons' Take Your Ball and Go Home League, the one he created after he was kicked out of the the West Coast League in the playoffs. The CBS guru made Chang a 3-point favorite against me. Chang's team is 8-7. I'm 12-3. The books are going to lose big money on that.
Fishy anyway, line, Sal. Fishy.
It did bum me out a little bit because he picked up the Seattle defense. I'm like, oh, crap. Is this going to be under? I could see this being like a 13-3 game and me getting screwed over here. All right, brother Bry.
I was just going to say 43.5. We know Harry's records on over-unders, but 43.5 does seem a little high for this game.
Yeah, I should probably just stay away from his over-unders. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going back to the game we spoke about before. We just spoke about this. I'm going to take the Colts first half plus 105. Look, they've been dominant in 11 straight games in the first half. And these are against really good teams too, right? I mean, you had Tampa, you had Buffalo. Tampa, they were beaten up in the first half by 10. Buffalo, they were beaten up. New England, they were beaten up last week. So again, like I said, they've led at half in 11 straight games, and in the last 6 games, they've led at half by an average of 15 points.
Wow.
So, yeah, 17, 14, 10, 17, 11, 18.
That's pretty good.
Which is pretty amazing here. So I think they, again, they had an extra day here to prepare versus, instead of the Cardinals. So I think they come out fast again. Do they hang on? Hopefully, because I'll have a lot of money on this Colts game. But I will definitely take them first half.
Harry, what's the crowd going to be like there? Can we see a good crowd there in Arizona once? I mean, I'll tell you what, they did as bad as they were. The Bears and the Browns, the crowd did a great job. Those are rowdy fans, right? Monday night. But maybe the directors did a great job cutting to the crowd, but it really was a good atmosphere. Can Arizona bring the same heat?
They can bring the heat. They can bring the heat. It's a little cool here right now, but they can bring the heat.
All right. You know what I'm saying. All right, Parley Kid, what's your Sharp Tank pick?
Okay, I was riding, coming off a nice one on Sunday last week. It's basically a 6-1 parlay.
Yeah, nice.
NFL parlay, two dogs. I'm going with a parlay. Sal, this is my special. It's one of Harry's buddies calls it like a greasy money line parlay.
Yeah, Joe Osborne's of that. Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing here. And I'm going to dare one of these bastards to lose, Sal. I'm just daring one of them.
This was terrible last year. Last week, Arizona let us down.
I know, but this week we'll turn the score. Favorites, yep. Get themselves together. Sal, 5-team money line parlay.
Whoa.
I'm just going to tell you the 5 teams. I'm going to tell you the 5 teams. And
I like it. Don't even tell me. I'm going with you. Go ahead.
Plus 186, but it's the Packers, the Bucks, the Cowboys, the Chargers, the Eagles. Sal.
Sal. Philly against the Giants. Yeah, right, I'm looking at this. Yeah.
Sal.
Let's just hope that the last game of the regular season.
Sal, you're putting money on this Philly anyway. You're putting real money on these 5 teams anyway, right? Do the Packers scare you?
That's the one that scares me. And I don't know why.
Just to win? At home?
I mean, the quarterback matchup is so lopsided, but it seems like a weird game to me. Tampa should bounce back. I think they beat the Panthers, and they'll beat them in the last week, too. The Chargers really need that game, although I've liked what Davis Mills has done. Philly was impressive against Washington, and now have the Giants who have kind of just laid down.
Heineke back for Washington, probably, but...
Right.
Cowboys need it.
So that's the Sunday night one. So that's the irony here, right, Parlay Kid? That's going to go to overtime. The Dallas-Washington game, that's going to be the only one.
Most likely. Need. But you could always, somebody could always hedge off that.
I'm going with you. I'm not familiar with the 5-teamers that are under minus 330, but I'll go with you. Plus 186, Tampa
plus
Bay, Green Bay.
Plus 186.
Chargers, Philly, and Dallas. There you go.
Parlay Christmas, everybody.
Yes, have a happy and merry parlay Christmas. Harry, you have a poem for everybody or something? I was told to be prepared for this.
H-Dog does. H-Dog does.
Oh, is it a poem or a rap? H-Dog is a rap.
I like H-Dog so much better than the real Harry. It's so much better.
Wait, they're the same person? I never
know. Here we go. Are we ready?
H-Dog? I don't think so.
It's ready. Okay.
This is going to be awesome.
Here we go.
I see the thing.
Another season of Against All Odds with Cousin Sal has come and gone. Hope my baseball picks didn't force you into having to pawn. The fall and winter have been better. Aside, of course, from my overlock. Who knows? Maybe in 2022, H-Dog will expand his videos to TikTok. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all our loyal listeners that gamble with passion. Hey, Parlay Kid, let's rock and roll in the upcoming year. And always remember, like H-Dog says, keep cash.
Wow. I was watching like a 6-year-old learning how to read.
I'm wondering, is somebody else writing these for Harry? Because it's like he's seeing it for the first time.
Right. Oh my God.
You know, these glasses are darker than I thought.
The book is falling apart. We see your notes. All right, Harry, that was good. Babyface, jump in. What do you think of that?
I mean, I had high hopes, but I'm glad Christmas only comes once a year now, I guess. I don't
know. That's straight out of like Leaping Lenny Poffo, right?
It kind of had that
cadence to it.
Now I'm thinking of Leaping Lenny Poffo, fat joke.
Oh my God.
I can't put it together. All so right. Good. Harry just shoveled a bunch of coal in all of our stockings, but thank you and happy holidays to everyone out there. That'll do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Babyface, Joel, Solomon, Spaghetti, and Meatballs, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal Singh. So long, and happy handicapping. Nah, nah, nah.